The center and focus of our worship. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13 through chapter 6, verse 4. The trumpeters and singers joined together to praise and thank the Lord with one voice. They raised their voices, accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and musical instruments, in praise to the Lord. For he is good. His faithful love endures forever. The temple, the Lord's temple, was filled with a cloud, and because of the cloud, the priests were not able to continue ministering, for the glory of the Lord filled God's temple. Then Solomon said, "The Lord said he would dwell in thick darkness, but I have built an exalted temple for you, a place for your residence forever." Then the king turned and blessed the entire congregation of Israel while they were standing. He said, "May the Lord God of Israel be praised." The world had never seen anything like Solomon's temple. Set high on a hill, it was massive, with gold everywhere, and intricate carving and painting. The combination of sheer size and tiny detail was a wonder in itself. Solomon had reason to be proud. He had amassed the tremendous national wealth that made such a project conceivable. He had shown the leadership that made it a reality. Any king would be proud to have such an architectural wonder as his legacy. The dedication ceremony celebrated the amazing achievement that was the temple. The people sang and shouted praise to God. The musicians played their hearts out. Then God's presence entered the temple in the form of a cloud, and it was so overwhelming that the priests couldn't even continue with their worship. They were overawed by God's presence. And suddenly, the achievement of the temple was put in context. The offering of all that skill, all that artistry, was really an invitation to God. And when God showed up, all that beauty and art was swept into something even bigger and more awe-inspiring. These are the words of the Christian group known as Faith Words. Sing to God. Sing praises to His name. Stand up, bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. May he be exalted above all blessing and praise. And do not forget all his benefits. He forgives all your sin, he heals all your diseases, and he redeems your life from the pit. May his glorious name be praised forever. Amen. The words of the old gospel hymn entitled "Let It Rise" aptly apply to the events described as they occurred in the Temple of Solomon in Old Testament times. The words of this hymn, "And the glory of the Lord shines over you and all others who believe in God." Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the songs of the Lord rise among us. Let the songs of the Lord rise among us. Let the joy of the King rise among us. Let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. I would hope that you can see how much our God wants and needs our songs, our adoration, and our praise. He is indeed a very jealous God. The Holy Scriptures give us good instruction as relates to the praising of the Lord in the book of Psalms, chapter 68, verses 3 and 4, New King James Version, where it says, "But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly." Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. extol him who rides on the clouds. By his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Again, in the book of Psalms, chapter 72, verses 18 and 19, New King James Version. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Let your mind wander around this subject and ancient event for a moment. Can you imagine what really happened in Solomon's temple so many years ago? Consider the magnitude and grandeur of it all. The greatest, wisest, and wealthiest man, in a fleshly sense, on earth, the largest and most ornate building ever to be constructed, the gathered nation of Israel at the largest party ever held, but still it was not all of what it could be. There was something missing. Oh, but what was missing? Ah, yes. It was the creator of the universe who had been overlooked, who had been left out. Now that little mistake was not really little. As a matter of fact, it was the biggest mistake anyone could ever make. It needed to be corrected immediately. The people who had gathered there began to sing and shout out praises to God. The trumpeters and other musicians and singers joined together to praise and thank the Lord with one voice. All that was done so as to invite the Lord God to come and be part of the ceremony, part of the dedication, part of the recommitment of their lives and conduct back to the one who had made it all, the one who had allowed this great event to come about. All that God wanted and needed was to be invited. He just wanted to be wanted. He wanted to be praised and worshiped. He wanted to be recognized, thanked, and loved. That is all he desired or ever has desired from his people. Our God is a true gentleman. He is just like you in many respects. Now listen carefully and closely. Would you ever just show up at a private gathering without an invitation to attend? Private is just that, private. That is to say, it requires an invitation for attendance and participation. God is never going to show up and participate in your life, your actions, your projects, or even your dreams and goals, unless and until you first invite him to come and be included in the happenings. You see, friends, only the host of the event, the one who is putting it on, the one who is personally responsible for running the show, can be the person who sends out the invitations to attend. That, of course, in your own particular life, would be you. No one else can do it for you. As a side note, I would like to tell you that always, without exception, whenever you include God in the workings and doings of your life and your activities, you are going to be blessed way beyond anything you could ever ask for or imagine. That is just the way and manner that God works in our lives, whenever he is personally invited to come into our lives and guide and direct our efforts. In the words of an old accountant, the pay is always better and bigger when you let God keep the books. Remember the instructions as given to us in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 12, New King James Version. Keep asking, seeking, knocking. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Well, now, that is all very clear, isn't it? If you want to receive good gifts, good and great blessings, huge rewards and benefits, then it is all pretty simple. Include God in all of your activities and efforts. You see, dearest ones, no one or no thing can and will bless you more so than your Heavenly Father, God Almighty, Himself. You have all seen the painted picture of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, standing in front of a house door, knocking upon it, asking for permission to enter. Look closely at the door. It has no latch or knob handle on the outside. It cannot be opened from the outside. It can only be opened from the inside. The Holy Scriptures give clear and absolute instructions regarding this situation in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 20 through 22, New King James Version. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Are you searching for completeness and happiness? Are you working diligently to achieve lasting success in your chosen field of endeavor, and yet you just cannot seem to reach it? Are the storm clouds hanging over your life, over your head? Are they blocking the warm and bright sun rays of blessing from hitting you? If so, stop! Halt! Come to a complete standstill right where you are. Ask God right now to come into your heart and mind, into your life and relationships, into your energies and efforts, and bless you with His presence. Bless you with more abundance than you can even imagine. Bless you with His Holy Spirit to guide and direct your steps and enable you to be strong and courageous so as to help you become the person He wants you to be. Amen. God's greatest blessings to all of you.